Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Evangelical Community Church in Bloomington, the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, led by music director Charles Latshaw, presents a concert titled Fate Knocking at the Door, with music by Michael Dougherty and Tchaikovsky. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Charles Latshaw and painter Elaine Omek, who's produced reactions to the music for the evening, and they'll be on display in a gallery setting the hour before the concert and the hour after as well. Our guest, Bloomington Symphony Orchestra conductor Charles Latshaw, is also an assistant conductor of the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, the director of their youth orchestra. He's been a Carillon Fellow, the recipient of an ISO conducting fellowship, and his YouTube conducting video is up to 130,000 hits. Charles, tell us a little bit about the Red Cape Tango by Dougherty and then the Tchaikovsky. Why do those two go together?
Well, the idea behind the concert and this idea of fate knocking at the door comes from an original concept of a Halloween concert. Being on October 27th, the orchestra, when they hired me back in May, approached me and said, we'd like to do a Halloween concert. And I said, well, a Halloween concert is good, but we're limited in our programming. Can we do something with a macabre theme? And so we came up with Fate Knocking at the Door, which is actually a phrase that comes from Beethoven when he was describing his Fifth Symphony. The bum, 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 bum is the fate knocking at the door. But we didn't want to do Beethoven's Fifth Symphony for Halloween. And so we came up with other pieces with a fate theme. And Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony was a big favorite of the orchestra. They really wanted to play it and said, let's do this. And I said, that's great. And then the Red Cape Tango was my addition to the program that I had heard this piece about a year ago. And it is depicting Superman's final battle with Doomsday in Michael Dougherty's Metropolis Symphony. And so it's based on the Dies Irae theme of old Gregorian chant, this bum, 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 this kind of sound. And then it's set to a tango, so you get the boom, 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 on top of this Dies Irae, and it becomes this crazy dance of death. And so if you can imagine Superman and Doomsday fighting it out within an orchestra on top of Gregorian chant, that is the Red Cape Tango. And I think the combination of that with Tchaikovsky is a fantastic collaboration.
We're talking with Charles Latshaw. He's the music director and the conductor of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra for their Saturday evening concert at 7:30. Painter Elaine Omek is an artist with degrees from IU and from Savannah. In addition to her own work, she's taught at the college level. Elaine, you've been working in producing images.
Well, actually, I see sound as complex of line, shapes, textures, color, which move in three-dimensional space. And I see the sound of someone's voice. I see music. This particular faculty is called synesthesia, and in my case, chromesthesia, the ability to see sound as color. Perhaps the oboes are playing, perhaps the trumpets are playing. The entire coloration of what I see changes as the particular movement changes, as the variety of instruments employed changes. And what I have produced is a series of paintings which describe the variety of moods present in Tchaikovsky's piece, as well as the moods present in the Red Cape Tango. I see these images in my mind, when my eyes are closed, it's like watching a video.
We're talking with artist Elaine Omek about the upcoming presentation by the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, combining music and the visual arts as well. Her work will be on display in the gallery at the Evangelical Community Church the hour before and the hour after the concert. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra's Fate Knocking at the Door concert takes place Saturday night at 7:30. Our guests have been music director Charles Latshaw and artist Elaine Omek. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.